Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Gil Mello with 10,000 Villages. And Gil, if you could just explain a little bit about 10,000 Villages and the work that your organization does.
10,000 Villages is a fair trade organization. We work with a little over 30 different countries. The idea is creating jobs for artisans around the world. So we are basically a job creation project. We do from anything from baskets to statues to anything that a local community can get organized and started. This specific project that we are here today is it's Oriental Rugs from Pakistan. We work for about 100 villages in Pakistan and a little over 850 families. And this project alone is started in the 50s and does different things. Like, we support 10 schools with this project, so we have 500 to 800 kids in each of those schools. We try to focus a lot on women, being that it's very hard for women to find jobs in villages because there's very little opportunity, mainly on the borders where there are conflicts and things like that. So you get brickmaking, harvesting, you know, planting, this only jobs which are mostly given to men. So having the looms on the homes, it will help women to get jobs. We make no difference on gender. Men and women get paid equally. As I said, we work in about 100 villages. Right now, for example, about 250 families are displaced by the floods that work on this project. So one of the things that this project does is that the artisans themselves, they get organized, and they will help those families to rebuild their homes, get back on their feet. And surprise enough, the first thing they want to do is rebuild their little shops or areas where they can go back to work, so because this is their meaning of, you know, surviving, like making their living. And one of the great thing about fair trade is you give artisans respect, first of all. Although a lot of people think about this about the money, but it's more than that. It's the respect, so they can work for their earnings. People generally, they don't like to be given things freely. They like to work for what they can make, you know, in order to buy a house or to keep food. So this project allowed families to have 3 meals a day, a roof on their heads, and having their kids going to school. So,
and it's through work. It's not a handout. This, of course, part of a kind of a humanitarian effort. But I think whether we're in the United States or Brazil or Pakistan, wherever, as you say, people much prefer to have a job to earn funds than take a handout.
That's what we learned, not only with this project, many different projects. First and mostly, people want to be respected, mm-hmm, and have pride in what they do, you know. So this will allow people to have their kids in school. Like most families, you know, parents are parents anywhere, either here or in Pakistan or in India or in Africa. They don't want their kids to be working, and most of the times, they have to send their kids to work because of the need, because it's a surviving thing. So this projects like this, fair trade, allowed parents to have their kids going to school, avoiding child labor, you know, maintain their families. This particular project, it's a so social, because people staying on their villages, they will spend money on their villages. So, you know, you're going to have your haircut, you're buying your clothing. So the whole economy get moved in the village. So this upgrades the villages. It builds understanding. I mean, you can be certain that all the families who are making those rugs in Pakistan have a great appreciation for the people over here who buy those rugs. Mm-hmm. So it's a very cheap way, a very great way to build peacemaking. You know, you have Christians, Muslims, and some other groups working side by side on this project, where at the end of the day, you know, the families will get together in the village plaza and play cards together. You know, the local mosque in one of the villages provide the water and help to build the church at the villages. So this kind of things that you don't hear in the news very much. So when you buy a rug here, you are directly helping people that are in the flood area or, you know, in the earthquake area. So it's a great way to get customers and, you know, artisans close together.
And sort of bridge that cultural gap that sometimes we hear so much about, and understand that people do come together and work together in different ways.
Exactly. Yeah, it's It's just like that.
And I know that in Pella you're working with the Work of Our Hands organization, a mm-hmm. fair trade store here in town. And, of course, we're looking at a room full of beautiful rugs from Pakistan. Tell us a little bit about these rugs.
Those we brought today a selection of about 350 rugs, anything from 2x3 to 10x14s. You have a variation. We have Persian-style rugs, although those rugs are made in Pakistan, but Pakistan makes different styles of rugs, and we have Persian-style rugs, different tribals. Those are high-quality rugs. As I said before, it's fair trade is very good for the artisan, but it's very good for customers because they are well paid for this job, so it means they don't have to skip any step, so the rugs are properly done. So when you shop for a rug like this, you're sure to buy a very high-quality product. I mean, you can spill coffee, wine, spaghetti sauce on those rugs, and they won't stain. You can wash them yourself. So, you know, it's a 62-year-old organization, so we've been around a long time and going to be here for a long time. So you find, for all tastes, all colors, from green to brown to black, so it's a whole universe to be explored. We do have, like, a seminar on Thursday at 6:30, and we'll teach you more about the rugs, so you're welcome to come to that. It's just amazing. Just you have to come and check it out. It's just a great craft. It's art, and it's very useful art because, you know, you can have appreciation for the design and everything, but still even very utilitarian to have in your home.
So wonderful rugs available here for sale at the Pella Opera House and going to a wonderful cause that helps people all over the world.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, well, Gil, thank you so much for your time today. We do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate you coming.